Covidian Cult is an article written by American playwright C.J. Hopkins, published in October 2020. Hopkins argues that we are in the midst of a global totalitarian movement, the first of its kind in human history, and that the Covidian Cult is made up of those of us who have drunk the Kool-Aid of the official COVID narrative, a narrative that goes something like this. The World Health Organization and global governments are working tirelessly to bring an end to the greatest plague in human history. Lockdowns, regular closures of local businesses, and medical mandates like social distancing, masks, and limits on movement are effective tools for preventing overflowing hospitals and epic death. Our only hope of eradicating the deadly virus are the new and safe vaccines and the speed by which we inject them. Anyone who questions this narrative is a COVID-denying conspiracy theorist who threatens our chance of winning this war. Members of the Covidian cult trust their appointed health experts and trust the mainstream media. If you're anything like me, however, you're worried that the real global threat are these brainwashed bozos. A cult used to be a small band of weirdos hiding on a commune away from the prying eyes and interference of family members. But as Hopkins argues, in the age of COVID, this paradigm has been flipped on its head. The dominant culture is now the Covidians, and non-believers like me are the minority, tiny islands on a crazy planet. Hopkins says that the key ingredient of totalitarian societies and cults is mass conformity to a psychotic official narrative. This psychotic official narrative is based on paranoia and is not bound by logic or reason. The cult is faithful to the narrative, and this faith cannot be shaken by facts. Our cult indoctrination began in early 2020 when bizarre videos leaked out of China. People were dying while walking, and little armies of hazmat-suited medics were seen scurrying around trying to keep up with the dropping dead. Isolation facilities, overcrowded hospitals, and drone footage of barren cities. We were told that a deadly virus had made the supernatural leap from a bat, not a dog or a bunny, a bat, into a human, and that this unscientific event occurred in a dreaded and overcrowded wet market in a place called Wuhan. The virus escaped on a modern plane and supposedly almost wiped out Italy before it was declared a global pandemic by our new guardian of health, the WHO. The brainwashing campaign had kicked into high gear. For the first time in modern history, our businesses were shut down because of a virus. We were ordered to hide in our homes where our TVs, radios, and phones would terrify us with predictions of death in the millions, starting with the exaggerated models out of London by the infamously inaccurate Dr. Neil Ferguson. It can't be understated that this initial lockdown had a serious impact on our mental equilibrium going forward. You are non-essential, give up your livelihood. Hide in your home and await our instructions. Wash your hands like someone with OCD. Since the initial lockdown, our minds and bodies have been under months of stress. It is the greatest psyop in human history. We've been bombarded by 24/7 propaganda. Freezer trucks, mass graves, emergency field hospitals, and the slogan, protect our frontline workers, had to be reconciled with a bizarre epidemic of hospital nurses performing choreographed dance numbers in these overflowing hospitals, a phenomenon that continues to this day. Next came social distancing, a fundamental tenet of the COVID narrative. It was based not on viral science, but on a form of childlike logic. The planned payoff? The unconscious fear of everything and everyone. No matter how healthy they look, they could be a ticking time bomb. Limits on gatherings was a cult mind control staple called milieu control, a technique to limit the cult members' contact with the outside world and prevent contradictory discussions. These limit numbers on weddings, funerals, playgrounds, and restaurants have been continuously randomly changed since the beginning by design. It's the constant flip-flopping of rules that is deceptively innocent but hugely effective. Cult leaders often ask their followers to denounce previous rules in place of new ones. It creates cognitive chaos. The point of the narrative is not that it makes sense. The point of the narrative is that you unquestionably have faith in it. By attacking the mind with a constant stream of never-ending facts, the ability to use logic and reason is further shut down. A campaign of endless slogans and phrases, including wartime-loaded language, has been pumped into the zeitgeist to guide our opinions and fill any cracks in the narrative. From the manipulative use of guilt to absurd scientific studies, including these more recent headlines, we have been bombarded by endless conflicting directives, wild speculation, and outright lies. The end result is that science and facts no longer matter, not to the COVIDian cult. The pandemic should be over based on the CDC and WHO's own documents. 2020's death numbers describe a year on par with previous norms. But the COVID narrative is a psychotic official narrative. It is a matter of faith, not facts. The danger is a not-so-distant future with two types of people, the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. If we are not members of the COVIDian cult but dutifully blend in by following the rules, if we do not open our businesses and remove our useless masks all at once, then the COVIDian cult will drive our car off a cliff. And unfortunately, we will have paid for the gas.